You'd like to choose somewhere comfortable to sit with your back supported. And if you would like to close your eyes. Just being aware of what's happening for you right now in your body, your mind. Perhaps it's slowed down. Your feelings, your emotions. It's being really present with what's here now. Maybe you can sense the deepening stillness in you. Perhaps it's just a toe dip. I love the idea of the thin place. So perhaps if you acknowledge that you are in your thin place, this place between worlds, maybe the physicality of our human existence is merging when we're in the silence with the spirituality of our timeless existence, the part of us that is eternal. So maybe for a moment, just consciously connect with this boundless presence that is always here. Only daily life, most of the time, drags us out or obscures this presence. But when we're on retreat, it's so much easier to experience directly. Which means we also have access to the wisdom, not only of our own soul wisdom, but the collective wisdom in the higher frequencies of consciousness. So, just for a moment, maybe call upon your thin place. Perhaps it's here right now in your meditation chair, perhaps if you have one, or maybe you have a sacred place. Perhaps an ancient tree or woodland, or by the ocean, maybe a landscape that's mountains, or maybe it is a temple, a physical place, a church, or a sacred site, maybe a stone circle, whatever it is, perhaps in your mind's eye, just take yourself to this place right now. Lean against the tree, feel your hand on the ancient stone, or smell the salty air of the sea. Maybe you have a beautiful lake, a loch, or a river. Just smell the air, listen to the sound. Maybe it's an ancient building that's just seeped with prayers of those long gone in body, but still very present in the ethers. This moment be suffused with the consciousness of the timeless presence of prayer and of contemplation, reflection, connection. Just feel yourself sinking deeply into its arms, into its embrace. As though every cell of your body is radiating this frequency right now. Now, in this sacred space, I'd like to issue an invitation, which is completely up to you whether you want to accept or not, but it's going to be here for you if you want it. We're going to invite a younger self and a future self even though we're aware there's no such thing as time in consciousness. But it can be very reassuring and very healing to connect with these parts of ourselves. They're so much more available when we're in stillness. And also with our higher self, our soul self. And so the first invitation in this very holy, sacred place that we are resting in right now is to invite your higher self, your soul self, to come and join you. Now I know he's already here, but there's something really special when we use our conscious intention to connect. Sometimes it can be very visual. Or maybe it's more a sense or a knowing or a feeling. If you were to now call upon that part of you that's eternal, if it could show itself or make the qualities and energies of this self a known experience for you right now, what would it feel like to consciously connect with this part of you that's not in physical form? It is eternal form. Maybe invite them to sit next to you. They'll stand behind you. Maybe even put them metaphorical, energetic hands on your shoulders. Give you a blessing that you know that they're here. You're a team. It's part of you that's eternal consciousness. Loving the physical form. And depending on your belief system, on your faith practices, stillness is all encompassing. Maybe this is God. Maybe this is another meaningful person, presence for you. But lean back. Welcome them in if you would like right now. So you receive a deep, deep realization that you're not on your own on this journey through the human existence in this lifetime. Feel supported, held by something so much bigger, vast. And feel the qualities of trust and faith pouring through their hands into you. Maybe so a reminder that some of the things that we're asked to go through in our physical incarnations are hard, challenging, painful. But also enlightening, heart opening, soul growing. Imagine or sense that they are wanting to fill us up with strength and courage and wisdom. Maybe there is a sense of tingling or warmth or emotion or energy as we are wrapped up in this loving embrace right now. Keep going. Keep unfolding. opening. And in this loving embrace, if you would like to invite a younger you, any age range between naught and present, sometimes now and again, maybe even a previous life if that fits in with your belief system. And so often because of our conditioning, it can be a younger self still in the driving seat. Beliefs and thoughts that actually are no longer true. And there may be one right now, here in this sacred place, that wants to be heard. Maybe you see them or sense them. Perhaps you reach out your hand to hold theirs and let them know that it's safe and they're welcome. And you want to hear from them. You want to know why they are here. And as you very gently and very kindly encourage them to communicate with you, to speak or directly sense, why are they here? What do they want you to know? And what do they need to be brought into wholeness? So just listen and see if there is anything they wish you to know right now. They need to shut down or make themselves small? Do they have any emotions that were too strong to handle? Did they feel they had to do everything by themselves? Reassure them now. You are listening. And you are here. You have the awareness that maybe they didn't have then. Encourage them to stay open and to feel the stillness. Maybe even look them in the eyes and let them know they are safe now. They can expand. They can play. There's magic in the air. There's beauty all around. Encourage them to move their bodies. See them, uplift them, reassure them, and love them. Set them free. May or may not sense anything at all. Just relax into this, trust. If you don't receive anything now, you will later. Let this sacred place and space Do the unfolding. You can ask them if there's anything else they want you to know or need. Or maybe there's some others clamoring for attention. And if they feel complete for now, they can just sit with you, resting and receiving in this healing space. So your attention now is drawn to the distance, where you see or notice or sense a shimmering figure moving towards you, a future self, a self that's more and more embodied in stillness, in their true self, in their grace, in their wisdom, glowing, beginning to move closer and closer towards you. There is a sense of excitement in the atmosphere. All this potential, all this understanding, deep knowing coming towards you, closer and closer. Until they are here with you now. And you stand up to greet them. They reach out their hands to you. And you take them. Pure, unconditional love pours out of their hands into yours and out of their eyes into you. Their heart is wide open. You stand together. Receiving. Surrendering. Like a beacon of light and hope. And they are calling your remembering deep, ancient knowing to the surface. Wordless presence floods you. Resting together in the stillness. Becoming more and more spacious, expanded, grounded. Light pouring out through you, through every pore. And then they ask you, is there anything you need to know right now? Ask me anything. And maybe you can ask about your body. Is there anything that your body is needing right now? Your physical form. What about your heart? What does your heart long for? What makes your heart sing? Where is your joy, your source of passion? What about your soul? Let the future you guide you, inspire you, reassure you. Now the future you reaches a hand to the younger you or yous. And you hold their other hand, and so there is three of you. Future you is now going to invite you both to step into the future you's energy field. The big embrace. You merge to one beautiful presence. Feel yourself now becoming one magnificent, glowing beam of light. Standing or sitting or resting against in your sacred space, your thin place. You feel the oneness with everything. You can hear the trees growing, grass growing. You can hear the sounds of the oceans, the turning of the earth. You can hear the butterfly wings on the other side of the earth. You know the sacred sounds of water, of your own soul. Soak in the energy of this sacred place and receive any more wisdom, remembering. Maybe even while you're here at this time. It's a time of great shift and change in consciousness. Remembering something deep and ancient within you. There's nothing you have to do. Just be here now. in this moment. And with that, you can say thank you to your beautiful sacred space, to your soul, to yourself. As we begin to prepare now to come back, so you're going to gather yourself. You bring yourself down from the mountain, back into your body, back into your room. Just feel yourself resting against the chair, your clothes on your skin, the air on your face. So you begin to feel your fingers, maybe stretching them, your arms. Give yourself a beautiful stretch and you bring yourself back into your room. And what we're going to do in a minute is go into open-eyed meditation. And get your pen and your paper or your journal, and you're just going to record anything that wants to be put down on the paper. But right now, another big deep breath in. And to breathe out. And a big stretch as you gently open your eyes and come into open-eyed awareness, looking around your room, taking in the sights, the sounds, the smells, just feel yourself sitting here as one presence, spacious. Looking through the eyes of grace, you are grace, we are all grace. And then when you're ready, we'll just take 2 or 3 minutes. If you'd like to, you can pick up your pen and let the pen do the writing and see if there's anything that wants to be recorded on the page. And remember to date it. It's always so lovely to look back. Read what's been written, what Grace has written for you.